Peace, love, and blessings, my beautiful people. Welcome back to the Spirits and Poetry Podcast and Frequency. I am your host, Jorge Quintana, and today's podcast episode really it's a farewell. If you enjoy the podcast, if it's brought anything of peace, of knowledge, of joy, of whatever's need you needed at the time to serve you, just know it came from the heart. And I appreciate all the people that have listened throughout the years. I mean, the podcast is like 4 years old now. And it's crazy to think back about, you know, who I was when I started the podcast and what the original intentions were. I remember I was sitting on my ground on the floor with a little camera mic on Anchor. And that was the first distribution, you know, anything I used. And to, you know, fast forward now and to have a whole mic set up and everything is just, I don't know, it's crazy to see growth, right, when you look back. And again, I appreciate all those folks that took the time to listen, to review, to, you know, hit me up about podcast episodes along the way. It's been a phenomenal journey more than anything. But one of the reasons why I delayed posting, we put my dog down 11 days ago, and it's been 11 days exactly from this moment, because I've been logging every single day, and grief is such an interesting experience, and the pain, the sorrow, the love, everything that just pours out of you it's breathtaking. And one of the things that's just been on my mind, it's thinking about that, and also thinking about how I'm not the same person I was when I started the podcast episode, and whatever intentions I had when I started the podcast, it doesn't quite necessarily apply to me now. And more than anything, I think is, you know, when you're struggling to do something, after a while, you really got to consider, do I want to keep doing this? And I've talked to like my partner, I've talked to friends about the concept of, hey, you know, it might be time, and it might be time to, you know, stop the podcast and to move on, move forward. And I think when I let my dog, you know, go, I think I started to think about all the things I've held on to and why I've been holding on to them. And I just think it's time to also let the podcast go. You know, it's been a labor of love. It's been an amazing experience. And I think sometimes you just gotta consider when it's time for a change, and it's time to, you know, life keeps going on. Life moves forward. You lose the most precious thing in the world to you, and life just keeps on moving. Opportunities still come, and, you know, there's still love to be felt and more grief to be felt and what have you. And I'm just tired. And also, I think that when I talk about why I'm putting content out there, originally it was to teach, then to learn. And now I don't really think I know anything, really. I used to have such a good grasp on spiritual concepts and terminologies. And I don't know, I guess it just feels like I've strayed from that path for so long that now it just feels like it feels so strange to really discuss. And more than anything, if anyone's listening, how can I serve you if I'm not really A, knowledgeable, even though I always say I'm not an expert, but also B, just in tune with the energies. Right, it feels like I'm Obi-Wan stranded on Tatooine watching over Luke Skywalker, but I'm not practicing anything. I'm just there. And yes, wisdom is something you keep, but regardless, more than anything, it's important to know when it's time to let go of things. And it's not a giving up, but it's more so it's an acceptance that you have the right to accept anything you need in your life, and you also have the right to let things go. So that's what I'm doing. I'm letting this beautiful project go, and it'll live on. I'm still going to keep it, you know, up. You know, thankfully Buzzsprout has an archive option, and I've actually been using that for a bit now that I was like, oh, I'm unsure. But more than anything, thank you so much for listening, and if anything, it's something to be said that I hope you're also able to reflect in your life about the things you're holding on to, and really ask yourself, why are you holding on to them? Are they still serving you? Are they still, you know, helping you fulfill your needs, your purpose, your personal, I don't know, motivation to move And if they are, absolutely keep them around. But if they're not, why are you holding on to the things that you are? And do you know that you can let go? So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what else to say here other than thank you for listening. And, you know, if we ever get a chance to connect, I welcome that. I'm still going to be active on Instagram. I'm still going to be, you know, making films and performing poetry and theater. And I'm actually working on a stage play with a good friend and collaborator. So the creativity keeps on going. I keep on going. The world keeps on going. And I hope you also do the same. Thank you so much for tuning into this little short episode. And I appreciate you so much. And wherever you go in life, I wish you love. I wish you blessings. I wish you abundance. Keep on going. Till next time.